Hello everyone, welcome back. So this week's parasha is Parashas Chayei Sarah. Today I want to share with you an interesting idea that has to do with the concept of chesed. And the truth is that it connects intrinsically to the idea that we presented last week, but we're going to add a new dimension today. The question is as follows. If, let's say, a person asks you to do a favor for them, but you know that they're fully capable of doing it themselves, is it a fulfillment of the mitzvah of chesed to do it nonetheless? In other words, you feel that perhaps this person is taking advantage of you. He really doesn't need you, he's being lazy, and he's asking you to do what he can do himself. Is this nonetheless considered a mitzvah of chesed and something that we endorse? So that's the question. And the truth is that I always thought that this question was the subject of a tremendous machlekes in the Rishonim. I'll tell you why. Because the Mefarshim derive from our parsha, Parshas Chayei Sarah, that this type of chesed is in fact rendered a chesed in the eyes of the Torah, and they have a very simple proof to this idea. We all know the story of Avraham Avinu sending his faithful Eved, Eliezer, to find a suitable shidduch for his son Yitzchak. And as Eliezer is sent on his mission, he devises a plan. And this is a plan that is created in order to determine who will be worthy enough to enter this great empire of chesed created by Avraham Avinu. And his plan, he decides, is that whoever will not just offer water for him to drink, but for his camels as well, will be suitable to enter the family of Avram as a person who's devoted to the midah of chesed. And in fact, as we know, Rivka passes his test with flying colors. She not only offers water to him himself, but she as well offers water for all of his camels. The Mefarshim point out that we see something very important about the concept of chesed from the story. Because if you think about it, Rivka was performing an act of chesed that really was unnecessary. And not only was it unnecessary, she was being taken advantage of. Eliezer was a very, very strong individual. In fact, the Medrash says that he was able to carry with his own two hands at one time two large camels. So he was extremely powerful and possessed a tremendous amount of physical prowess. And as well, he came with an entire contingent of slaves. And they were all big, burly men. And they were fully capable of giving water to their camels themselves. And nonetheless, they asked for something to drink. And Rivka offered not only to serve them the water, but as well to draw the water and to go through the tremendous exertion of as well feeding the camels. And as a result of this act of chesed, we find that Rivka became one of the matriarchs, one of the imois that was zoiche to enter the great empire of chesed created by Avraham Avinu. This indicates that it's considered something that we recommend and something that we endorse if you do chesed, even if the person is really taking advantage of you. They ask you to pass me the tissues, and they could get it themselves. Why are you being lazy? Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah if you do it anyways, even though they're fully capable of doing it themselves. So I always thought that this idea was contradicted by a very interesting aside that is presented by the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar is going on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim Perichav Gimel, where the Pasuk tells us about a person who has an animal. He has an animal, a chamor, a donkey, that has a very heavy burden. And the mitzvah that the Torah tells us about is the mitzvah to help unload the burden on a person's chamor. And says the pasuk, Azayv tazayv imay. Go help this person. Go assist his animal and unload his animal with him. And there's a very interesting terminology that's employed by the pasuk over here, and that is Azayv tazayv imay. Go help him, but the word used over here is imoy, not azayv tazayv loy, but rather azayv tazayv imoy. Says the Kli Yakar, why does the Torah use this interesting term? go help him, but using the word azay tazay imoy. Says the Kli Yakar, because the mitzvah only applies if it's imoy, if it's with him, if he's doing what he can to help himself. However, if he just sits idly by and he says, listen, it's your mitzvah to go assist me and my chamor that is suffering from a very heavy burden, so go help me and I will watch as you do the favor for me. Says the Kli Yakar, that's not the mitzvah. Because it has to be imoy, it has to be with him. He has to be doing his part. He has to be investing the effort in order to extricate himself from this difficult situation. But if he just leans on you for help, then that's not the mitzvah of chesed. And the Kli Yakar says something very scary. Says the Kli Yakar, umikan tshuva al miksas aniyim b'nei amenu. This is a sharp rebuke for some of the poor people among us, hamatilim es atzmam al atzibor, who throw themselves at the community, ve'enan roitzim lasis b'shum malacha, and they really can get a job. They can really can do malacha. But they're lazy. And they throw themselves on the tzibor, they ask for tzedakah, they ask for donations, in spite of the fact that they are fully capable of earning a parnasa and supporting themselves. Afa biyadam lasis b'ezim malacha, y'ezidavar acher, that could save them from this difficult situation, and they nonetheless decide to ask for your support, says the Kli Yakar, mikan tshuva aleihem. Over here, we find a very sharp rebuke aimed at them, because it has to be azayv tazayv imoy. You should assist him, but it has to be imoy. He has to be helping, he has to be doing his part. This Kli Yakar seems to indicate that it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of chesed, if the person is just taking advantage of you. If he asks you to do something and he's just being lazy and he could do it himself, that's not the mitzvah of chesed. So it seems to be a contradiction. But I think that perhaps the answer is very simple. The answer is that it depends on whose perspective we're talking about. Perhaps the Kli Yakar is specifically referring to the vantage point of the ani. The person who is the one asking for your support is the one being addressed by the Kli Yakar. He's saying that you have to do your part. You can't be matal atzmoi al atzibur. You can't throw yourself on the community and ask for their support if you are being lazy and you are not doing what you can to help yourself. However, that which the Mefarshim derive from the story of Rivka, that it's considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah of chesed, even if it seems like the person is taking advantage of you, that's referring to mitzad, the vantage point of the person who's doing the favor. You always have to assume that the person truly needs it. You always have to give the person the benefit of the doubt. You can never say, you are taking advantage of me, you're just being lazy, and I'm not going to do the favor for you. You always have to look at the person as if he in fact needs your help, as if he in fact needs your assistance. And then it will be a full-fledged kiyum, a full-fledged fulfillment of the mitzvah of chesed, which enabled Rivka to enter one of the great empires of chesed that we have in history. So perhaps that's the way to reconcile these two statements that seem to be in conflict. When it comes to the vantage point of the donor, when it comes to the vantage point of the Baal HaChesed, then you always have to assume that the person is not taking advantage of you. And you have to do the Chesed even if it seems like the person is fully capable of helping himself. However, from the vantage point of the Ani, from the vantage point of the person asking for the favor, you always have to remember it has to be Azoy Tazoy Imoy. You have to do your part, and only then can you ask for favors. Have yourself a wonderful day.